Working from home, you may find out in the long run that you're doing actually more work and using up more of your day and night now than you would if you actually went into the office.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. This is called peak.
They used to have two predictable peaks of productivity. So just before lunch and just after lunch. But now they're seeing a third spike, and that's happening between like 6 and 8 p.m.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now Microsoft is monitoring this, and they can tell by the number of people that access Office 365 and Word and Outlook. They can see the traffic, and they notice that peak right before lunch, another one right after lunch. But now since people are working at home, there is another one in the evening.
Yeah, and they're saying it could be because that's when people are putting their kids to bed, getting done with dinner, and then it, you know, helps them. Then they have a little more extra time at night. But then the other side of that, Jim, is people are also saying it's because there are so many times your manager during the day wants everyone to be present together, like for a Zoom meeting or something like that.
Yes.
So they're saying because of, you know, the consequences of all these Zoom meetings filling my day with this, I have to work at night to get my job done.
Exactly. And that's the bottom line. When you're on Zoom meetings, you can't do much of anything else. So you have to make up the work at night.
Yes.
And so people, instead of working 9 to 5, people are working all the time. So we needed to come up with a song for this. So here you go.
I'm working in bed and I'm working in the kitchen. In my home office, I am sitting, answering emails late into the night. I get a call from one of my bosses 3 hours after I left the office. What happened to the good old 9 to 5? Working all the time, early morning till the evening. I'm losing my mind. Boss texting me all the
Classic Hits 101.7.